Gen Z logs off. This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. How much is too much? When it comes to toxic social media, more and more young people think we've already passed that point, and they're coming together as the log-off movement. Co-founded during the pandemic by then-student Emma Lemke, this movement's grown very fast. As more and more teens and young adults recognize all the damage that algorithmic manipulation has already done, they've decided to do something about it because they want to protect themselves, future generations, and the world around them. How? By teaching young people to control the use of social media and helping build healthier, less harmful online infrastructure. Learn what you can do to help by visiting logoffmovement.org. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News.